So we're talking this morning or afternoon about working with a counselee with learning difficulties. And if I'm honest, what really sparked me wanting to teach this session was how much I struggled to counsel those in our community who had learning difficulties. I graduated from a good university. I was raised in a good home. And most of my interaction for most of my life was with people who, on a whole, could process pretty well. And it's really, and you might be saying, I don't really counsel a lot of people with significant learning difficulties. And so I think it's important to understand a lot of this, I think, as your church is engaging more and more in the community and urban areas and rural areas and people of all different walks of life, you're going to encounter this in some form or degree in time. For example, we see it specifically in this larger context of community. I think of homeless in your community. Many times we'll fall into this category of struggling and just processing certain things. You may have parents who are struggling with their children, and so they're coming to counseling to help, for you to help them help teach their children who are struggling. And so, for example, you may have children who have been diagnosed with some sort of autism spectrum or ADHD. They may be have Asperger's syndrome, or the child may have some other special needs that the parents would mention. Some of you also have maybe had experiences yourself where you've had a counselee that just really struggles to read well, is not very literate. Maybe I've had several counselees who are older, and at that time, they didn't really need the skill of reading. They got a great job working in a manufacturing plant, worked their whole life, are very capable, but maybe just struggle to really read God's word, to want to read. So I have to think as a counselor of how do I approach these individuals as well. Then you have those who could be affected by trauma or injury. And some of these are really challenging, where you had somebody who may have been even very gifted at one point, could read, could comprehend, and now because of a trauma or an injury, they're now experiencing difficulties and challenges that are overwhelming in their life that they've never had to deal with. And it's often even more frustrating for them because these are things that they used to be able to do, used to be able to think. And so that could be those individuals as well as those maybe with just developmental disabilities. Some individuals may be born with certain developmental disabilities that is just functioning, their auditory processing is difficult, or even just sensory overload sometimes just of how their brain is processing information. And so the point being that I think many of us at times, to some degree or another, will run into individuals who are just struggling to learn. And so I hope that this kind of case study within my own life and struggling as a counselor will help provide just some helpful frameworks maybe for you to avoid ways that I did not counsel well as be encouraged and some possible resources that may be helpful for you moving forward. So I wanted to give you just a case background of one such individual that came to us that I think it will kind of work through in some practical ways throughout our time this afternoon. Tom and Susan came. They have been married for 5 years. They were both in their early 40s. Recently found out that the wife had moved out to live with the parents, and so they had been now 2 months separated. Both are wanting to reconcile, and so they came to our counseling wanting to reconcile. And as the husband, in the first session we start to talk and gather, found out the husband was sexually molested as a child and physically abused. He was a diabetic since a young age. Both are, put in parentheses, they both have learning disabilities when they came. And I didn't understand really what that meant until we really got into our counseling. And both basically had about the processing about a fourth grader. And so think of a married couple, and you're dealing with somebody who, you know, so fourth grade, about like 9 years old is, you know, what their learning ability is how they would describe themselves. And so from a very young age, both were actually made fun of all the time because of their difficulties they had learning. And so the husband grew up with an alcoholic mom. His whole life he was abandoned by his father, but then his mom was murdered by his stepdad. And so he was raised almost his whole life by his older sister. And so both now recently had become believers and were saved, and they wanted to really begin to grow in their Christian life, but both have only a high school education. They're both actually holding jobs. They're working at a manufacturing place. But what they're saying is the presenting problem of why they're coming is there's been lots of anger in the home, and the problem has been their communication with one another. And so that was kind of the immediate background I had of this couple as they were coming in. And so as counselors, I'm really thinking of this session from the perspective of not a caretaker of somebody this who's always going to be seeing these individuals, but from you as a counselor, when you're seeing this person from a community perspective and you only get to see them maybe for 1 hour, I don't know how long many of your counseling sessions might be. At our church, you know, I may see this person for 1 hour or 2 hours in a given session time in a week, and then they're maybe attending another local church, and so then I don't see them till that next week for that next hour or so. So I'm really trying to help, if you're in that situation, I'm really trying to tailor how did I have to grow and change as a counselor in helping minister to people with specific learning difficulties. First, I had to consider how do I need to grow, the unique opportunity to grow as a counselor, that this was a unique opportunity for me especially. Specifically, I thought about the area of endurance. The area of endurance. When I think of James 1, 2 through 4, consider it all joy, my brother, when you encounter various trials. And those with learning difficulties really tested me in a lot of ways as a counselor to show how inept I was in many ways as a counselor to help them. And I found myself often not looking forward to seeing this couple because of the unique challenges and difficulties that it stretched me in. And so it was actually a real fight for me to look with joy of seeing this couple come at first, because there were some unique challenges that I just felt totally unable to handle. Then I would encourage you to think about the aspect of living and growing and living in a manner worthy of our calling. And what's amazing is when Paul unpacks what that means, what that manner looks like in Ephesians 4, 1 through 2, he talks about it's with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love. And I found counseling those with learning difficulties really helped me grow specifically in that manner of living in a way that's pleasing to God, in ways that I just had not grown before. And you have the joy of looking forward to that each week. And then the other aspect that was a constant encouragement to me was just the dependence on the Word and the Spirit of God to empower understanding. And one of the verses that was just really sweet for my own personal walk that was really encouraging came from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And it says that now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. And for somebody with a learning difficulty, that's a really amazing truth. That God is by His power, by His Spirit, enabling us to know the things that God has freely given to us to know. And then it goes on to say, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. And that last part of verse 16 to me was just so sweet to think about, even those with learning difficulties who've been made new and saved by God, that they now have the mind of Christ in them. And that was a truth that I clung to all the time when I felt like, am I getting through? Am I penetrating? And just knowing that this person has the mind of Christ and God, according to His Spirit, is going to help them to understand. And I have to be patient. And so continuing to be encouraged by that truth that this person, if they are a believer, that they have the mind of Christ. And just like we could not do anything to somehow obtain and understand the mystery of the gospel apart from God saving us, now that they are saved, God is going to make sure that they're able to understand what He needs for them to live in a way that's pleasing to God. And sometimes it's going to be difficult maybe for even me to see that at first. And so then consider then how you may need to approach then your counseling session and how you need to grow. You know, many times I look through 1 Corinthians 12 as a counselor and just looking at that definition of love as he unpacks it, of love is patient, love is kind. And then I go down to verse 6, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things. And that one was always, I think, challenging for me in this session, hopes all things. Was something, again, I need to believe, endures all things, and love never fails. So as you're approaching the counseling session, ask the Lord, how is this God really wanting me to grow and better demonstrating the love of Christ to this individual? And one way I first saw was in my session management. One thing that I began to observe as I was counseling those, let's say, for example, with Asperger's syndrome, or individuals who were from a homeless background and from a pretty traumatized past, many times they felt a real frustration. The anger that I observed behaviorally from them, I thought, you know, was maybe tied to something else, but a lot of the anger was simply frustration of not being able to communicate how they wanted to. And Father, we pray for your hand of blessing upon us as we seek to represent what your love is like to others around us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.